Thank you for calling XPO. This is Marvin speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, we actually had a delivery today, but we decided we didn't want the item put in the wall because it was a little bit too big. However, when they removed the original microwave, one of the bolts that they pulled out actually caused a big hole in the wall. So I forgot to mention that today when your company called, because we are going to get a microwave put in, and they'll have to repair that because there's no place for you to screw in that part of the microwave. So I wanted to make a point that you guys know that.
Now, what's your telephone number with the area code so I can pull up your information?
Sure, 631-491-9399.
Okay, it's going to take a minute or so for my system to upload your information. Hold for just a second.
Sure.
Okay, just I'm waiting for it to come up.
Sure.
I'm still waiting for it to upload, ma'am.
Oh, wow. Yeah, these computers, they have a mind of their own.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, and could you verify your first and last name?
Yes, Stephanie Watt, Watt.
Okay, and finally, could you verify your address, service
Yes,
address?
1184 Little East Neck Road, West Babylon, New York, 11704.
Okay, let me read the note from today, just a second.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so they left the microwave there. They only delivered it today.
Right.
Okay, and did they remove your old microwave?
Yes, they did. They removed it and took it away. And that's where the damage happened. So.
Okay. And what was the damage? You said it was...
Yeah, so the left upper corner of the microwave, was the plate was screwed into the wall, and evidently there was a molly bolt, I guess, that was keeping that side up. So he was trying to unscrew it and really had a hard time unscrewing it. And finally he was able to get it loose, but then he pulled it, and it just took a nice big chunk of the sheetrock away. So, you know, when we put the new microwave up, that's got to be fixed because there's nothing for the microwave to be attached to. And he just put some kind of tape. It looks almost like aluminum foil. He just put tape over the hole. But I realized that there's no way a microwave could be put up unless that's fixed.
I'm looking at the picture.
Mm-hmm.
So he put some sort of, this is some yellow, not yellow, but
silver.
Silver tape?
Yeah, it looks like, I mean, I haven't touched it, but it looks like a very thin aluminum foil. I thought, what kind of tape
is
that?
Look like. Well, he noted it, so it's in the notes
here. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But I will send this, over.
Mm-hmm.
I'll send this over to the tech office, and I'll put it in the notes here also, and send it over to the regional office also.
Yeah, because we're gonna tomorrow probably pick the microwave, and there's gonna be another order to have it installed. So I just wanted to make sure if your guys are coming back, they got to fix that before they can actually put the microwave up.
Yes, ma'am. I'll send that over to the tech office. To let the tech office know, and I'll send it over to the regional office.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yeah, so what's your name?
Marvin.
Hi, Marvin. Thank you so much.
Okay.
And that's it. I mean, you'll be hearing from us again because we're going to get a different microwave, so.
Okay. Well, we do thank you for calling into XVO, and you have a nice evening, ma'am.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.